So can you give me some background of what is going on with Medicaid and healthcare in Utah right now?
2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled, upheld the ACA. So the only part that they didn't completely uphold was the Medicaid expansion piece. They didn't say that it was unconstitutional. They just said that it, instead of all states needing to expand their Medicaid programs, it was optional for the states. So that leads us to last year's legislative session, where the legislators passed a bill that said that we had to explore different options, the different expansion options. So the governor commissioned a work group that met over the past year, exploring all the different options that Utah had looking forward. And essentially three recommendations came out of the Health System Reform Task Force, which were to do nothing, to look at the partial expansion from 0 to 100% FPL, or to do a full expansion from 0 to 133% FPL. And that leads us to this legislative session, where those recommendations were kind of left behind, unfortunately, and now we've got three options on the table.
Those are my next questions. What are the three different plans?
So the first plan that was released was out of the House. So this is a plan that tries to utilize only state dollars, but because of the programs that they want to use as their vehicles to offer coverage, they would need an extension of waivers from the federal government. That's the Primary Care Network, also known as PCN, and the Utah Premium Partnership, also known as UP. And those two programs are federally funded, 70% match, so 70% federal funding, and 30% state. So they would want to use those as the vehicles to offer coverage to the coverage gap population, which, as you know, is 54,000 Utahns. If they don't get an extension of those waivers, then it would be a purely state-funded solution, and you would cover way less people, and it would cost a lot more money to the state. The first option was HB 401, for your reference, and it's being carried by Representative Jim Dunnigan. And the second option that came out of this legislative session so far is SB 251, and this is carried by Senator Shiazawa. And this is follows one of the recommendations out of the Health System Reform Task Force. This is a partial expansion of Medicaid from 0 to 100% of the FPL. So for an individual, that's $11,500 per year. You would have to make under that amount to qualify under this plan. And it would offer insurance coverage through the private market. And these people would get coverage that way. So with Senator Shiazawa's plan, the main concern that we have with this one is that he is seeking enhanced federal money for this plan. And so right now, the Medicaid program is fully funded by the federal government and the state. So we're at a 70% federal government funding, 30% state for our current Medicaid program. And he would want to seek the enhanced match rate under Obamacare ACA. And this would be 90% federal money, 10% state money. All indications from the federal government says that this is not going to pass with them. They won't approve it. And so we're just a little worried that if we move forward with this plan, it won't get approved in the latter, in the long run. And so Governor Gary Herbert's plan is a block grant. The money would be given to the state, and we would administer the Medicaid expansion essentially through this block grant. And so all those from 0 to 133% of the federal poverty level would qualify under this plan. So that's $15,500 for a single adult. You'd have to make under that to qualify with this plan. And this is similar to Senator Shiazawa's plan in that it's administered through the private market. The governor has talked about doing this program through Avenue H, which is our state-run employer insurance market. So say you're someone who's eligible under this new expansion and you would go to DWS, you would get the eligibility determination that you are eligible for Medicaid, and they would send you to the insurance marketplace and you would pick a plan that works for you, and then instead of you paying the premium, the state of Utah would administer a check to pay for that, essentially. So the money doesn't go to the individual, it goes to the insurance company, but it's subsidized through the state and federal governments.
So what plan seems to be getting the most support?
You know, that depends on who you ask, right? Mm-hmm. If you're asking someone who's in the House of Representatives, they'll tell you that the House plan is where they're at. If you go talk to someone in the Senate, they'll say they're probably somewhere between Senator Shiazawa's bill, the partial expansion, or the governor's bill. As you know, no caucus has taken an official stance yet. During this legislative session, of a plan coming out with full legislative support is very uncertain at this point in time.
So,
if you ask healthcare advocates, though, they would likely tell you, including Utah Health Policy Project, that we are supportive of the governor's plan.
Mm. And so they have to come to a decision by the end of the legislative session. Is that correct?
You know, there's no deadlines with the expansion of Medicaid. The only soft deadline, I would say, is that the federal funding, you don't get reimbursed for the years that you didn't take it.
Mm.
So starting January 1 of this year, 2014, we could have received money for a Medicaid program expansion. But since we didn't expand it last legislative session, we lose all that money. So you hear this number, $4 million per month, that clock started ticking, and we don't get those dollars back.
With the ACA, if I'm correct, you have to pay a fine if you don't have insurance. Is that right?
Yes.
And so isn't that deadline by March 31st?
So March 31st is the deadline to sign up for health insurance through the health insurance marketplace, so healthcare.gov. Those who make above 100% of the poverty level and don't have insurance by that deadline, they would be subject to that fine in their upcoming taxes. But those who fall below 100% of the federal poverty level are exempt from that fine under the ACA.
Okay. Well, I think that wraps up my questions. Do you have anything else you would like to add to this?
You know what? We're optimistic that the state of Utah is going to move forward with a Medicaid expansion in some form. It's just how we get there and how quickly we do. But we have a 60,000-person coverage gap. That's enough people to fill the Energy Solutions arena three times. That's a big number, and it's not one that should be ignored. So I'm optimistic that we'll figure out a solution for Utah.